Hey everyone, Logan Cruz here, and welcome back to the Discipline Switch. Today we're diving into something super important, especially if you ever feel like you're constantly running on empty or saying yes when you really want to say no. We're talking about setting healthy boundaries. Think of it as building a mental fence around your time, energy, and emotions, a safe space where you can thrive without getting trampled by the demands of the world. Now, I know what you might be thinking. Boundaries? Sounds a bit intense, Logan, but trust me, they're not about being closed off or rude. It's about knowing your worth, protecting your well-being, and creating space for the things that truly matter. Ever feel like you're constantly juggling a million things, barely keeping your head above water? You know that feeling when you say yes to everything and end up exhausted, stressed, and resentful? That's a sign you might need to adjust those boundaries. So, what are some key takeaways from this boundary building masterclass? Let's break it down. First things first, define your values. What's truly important to you? Is it spending time with loved ones, pursuing your passions, or simply having downtime to recharge? Once you know your core values, it's easier to identify what activities and relationships align with them and which ones drain you. Next up, learn to say no gracefully. This doesn't mean being rude or shutting people out. It's about politely declining requests that don't serve your goals or values. You can say something like, "I appreciate the offer, but I'm committed to other projects right now," or "Thank you for thinking of me, but I need to prioritize my well-being this week." Communicate clearly and assertively. Don't be afraid to express your needs and expectations. Be direct and honest, but also respectful. You can say something like, "I value our relationship, but I need some time alone tonight to recharge." Don't overcommit yourself. It's easy to get caught up in saying yes to everything, but remember that you have limited time and energy. Be realistic about what you can handle and prioritize your commitments. Lastly, practice self-care. This is non-negotiable. Taking care of yourself physically, mentally, and emotionally is essential for setting healthy boundaries. Make time for activities that nourish you, whether it's exercise, meditation, reading, or simply spending time in nature. Think about a time when you felt overwhelmed or burnt out. What could you have done differently? Maybe you agreed to take on too many projects at work, or you let friends and family constantly guilt-trip you into doing things you didn't want to do. Those are clear signs that boundaries were needed. Remember, setting healthy boundaries isn't selfish. It's self-care. It's about creating a life where you feel empowered, fulfilled, and in control. By prioritizing your well-being, you create space for the things that truly matter: relationships, passions, and personal growth. So, how are you going to apply these boundary-building tips today? Think about one small change you can make. Maybe it's saying no to a social event that doesn't excite you, or setting aside time each day for a relaxing activity. Remember, every step counts. Keep the conversation going, share your thoughts on boundaries in the comments below, or tag me on social media. And don't forget to subscribe to the Discipline Switch so you never miss an episode packed with actionable advice and insights to help you level up your life. Until next time, stay disciplined and keep crushing it.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.